Chapter 36. The President and Board of Directors will succeed her, and the government will go on without a hitch. The bylaws will bear that interpretation. All the Mother Church's vast powers are concentrated in that board. Mrs. Eddy's unlimited personal reservations make the board's ostensible supremacy, during her life, a sham, and the board itself a shadow. But Mrs. Eddy has not made those reservations for anyone but herself. They are distinctly personal, they bear her name, they are not usable by another individual. When she dies, her reservations die, and the board's shadow powers become real powers, without the change of any important by-law, and the board sits in her place as absolute and irresponsible a sovereign as she was. It consists of but 5 persons, a much more manageable cardinalate than the Roman popes. I think it will elect its pope from its own body, and that it will fill its own vacancies. An elective papacy is a safe and wise system, and a long liver. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.